Results. So, like, a lot of people did really good tonight.
Yep.
In general, I really liked Turtle and Snow, I think, did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, like, doing something, like, I don't know, they sounded really good. Like, I really enjoyed both of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, no one did poorly tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody did poorly, no. And it's just immunity, so it's all for fun.
Yep.
Yay.
So, after careful discussion, we have come to the decision that...
Alright.
It's like Dylan. A dying duck. Oh, sorry.
It is.
Dylan.
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 You win. Taylor Swift immunity. Irony.
He is the best at being really... Taylor Swift by doing a non-Taylor Swift song.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it counts. She covered it.
Yeah.
It was like a really difficult choice between Dylan and Faded because, yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, one of the things I said was that, like, I felt like I liked Faded's song choice more.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, but I liked Dylan overall more. It was just his song choice was not my favorite.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you both did awesome.
Yeah. I loved both of them. Except I hated Dylan's song, but I liked you in the song, Dylan. So, yeah.
Just get rid of the toddlers for
stupid 80s background
song.
Singers. Fucking 80s. Fucking Leslie. So, congratulations.
Frickin' Leslie.
She was one of the background singers, I swear to God.
She was.
I saw her.
Oh, my God.
I saw her.
You saw her.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is tonight's immunity. Dylan, you are safe for tomorrow. Tomorrow is Rascal Flatts Challenge.
Yay.
Due at midnight Eastern Standard
Time
Zone or whatever. So, get your entries in on time, please. And please submit in general. And we will see you all tomorrow night.
Yes.
Woo.
Happy birthday, Valkyrie.
Yay. Happy birthday, Val.
Thank you.
And good night, everybody.
Good night. Have a Taylor Swift day.
Woo. Oh, wait. There's just one more thing I forgot to mention. Hey, Snowfender, get over here.
Oh, hey, Rochelle. What's going on?
Well, today is Valk's birthday, you know.
How could I forget?
Well, so, like, a lot of people on VH want to say happy birthday to her, you know?
Well, yeah, she is the sexiest member on VH.
This is true. Let's see what Dylan has to say.
Valkyrie, it's your birthday. I'm so glad it's your birthday, because your birthday is epic. This is Dylan, by the way. In case they don't, like, introduce who's coming, and you don't know my voice, my nasal voice, it's Dylan. So I thought we could play Pin the Tail on the Donkey. Then I realized probably not, doesn't work for you. Then I thought we could, you know, do a pinata. It probably doesn't work for you. Coloring books, no. Go-karts, tag. Freeze tag? TV tag? Laser tag? No? Happy birthday. Okay, seriously, you're awesome. I'm really glad we're friends. I'm glad you're at VH, and I hope your birthday is super epic. Love, Dylan. I'm really bad at this, really.
Dylan is really bad at this.
Yeah, and we, like, totally introduced him.
Well, how about we visit Russ?
Sounds good to me.
Valkyrie, they say you're having a birthday. Well, dang. Happy birthday! Wish I knew a Western song to sing. Oh well.
I wish Russ knew a Western song, too!
I don't know. Maybe Zane does? Well, let's see what he has to say.
Alright, there, Celeste. Yeah. So, yeah, I heard it's your birthday. A number aged, what, 22? Or was it 42? Yeah, I think it's 22. Yeah. Okay, so seriously, though, I'm here to wish you a happy birthday. And you know what? I'm actually happy. And also thank you for Basically helping me out with each show. I have almost every show. For at least with just Can You Improv and the Epic Awesome Show. Yeah, when you were on it, man. Okay, so I mean, I know this past year has been probably way more hectic than you could probably go, whoa, more busyness. Oh, and just remember, I'll come forget about this, but don't forget about the British people. Don't forget about British. I know it's a bad British accent, but aha. It's a bad, a very bad British accent, I know. I know, it's a very bad one. But no, in all seriousness, though, yeah, I'd like to wish you a happy birthday and hope it's been a great one, an awesome one, and, well, one you won't forget. And I mean that in a good way, not a bad way. Please don't take that in a bad way. Alright, so, I have nothing really else to say, but happy birthday. And don't forget about the Civil War people stuff. Haha. Yeah. And happy birthday.
Thanks to Zane for that message.
I think Zelena has a message too.
Hi, Valkyrie, Celeste. Happy birthday. You are now a year older. You're 22 according to Skype. So have fun. Eat all the food you like, get all the presents, and hopefully you got good presents too, not crappy ones. Spend it with family and friends, maybe mainly friends, because family can be nosy and all that stuff. So yeah, happy birthday, and I hope it's been a good one. Ciao!
Thanks, Zelena!
And now, let's head down to my favorite part of VH. I don't know why I just went all country there. It's the immunity of, yeah, singing Asian Town. Oh, hey, is that Lulu?
Val, hey, this is Lulu. Don't rage at me, please. I just really wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and I hope you have lots and lots of cool presents, and that you have lots and lots of fun on your birthday. And lots of watermelon, and that you get to meet Reba, and that you rage at Hannah Montana's face and pull out her fake blonde hair, and don't be too angry, Valk, because you're 1 year older, and that's one more year towards being, you know, as old as you're going to be next year. So, kudos on that. Ha, I love you, Val. Happy birthday.
Lulu is so articulate. God, I love her.
Dude, me too. Lulu knows where it's at. All right, let's hear from another fellow Asian, Jeffers.
What's up, Val? This is Jeffers, and I hope you're having an awesome 22nd birthday. And I couldn't think of any fun song to sing, so me and a couple friends decided to put this together for you, so I hope you like it. And 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Valkyrie. Happy birthday to you.
So from myself, the preschoolers, and of course the chipmunks, happy birthday, Valk.
OMG, Jeffers is so cute.
Whoa, Rochelle, calm yourself. I think it's time we head over to the Black VH. Rochelle, I think that whoever named this whole community is kind of racist. Yeah. All right, let's head over there anyway.
Yeah, maybe Heaven will have something good to say.
Whoa, another birthday already? Wow, it seems like just yesterday I was recording a birthday message for Faded. Okay, so it was just yesterday, but that's not the point. It's your birthday, your special day. So for the past few minutes, I've been pondering what I could possibly get you for your birthday. But, of course, I needed to think about all the things that you like, so here's a list of things I thought about getting you. A lifetime supply of cheesecake, a combination of fried chicken and waffles, watermelon, a real-life Kirby, a bottle of Hennessy, Twinkies, cocoa butter, gumbo, some fresh kicks, that's shoes for you unhip folk, and an Escalade. For the lulz, of course. But after mulling it over, I finally realized something. As it would seem, I cannot present you with any of these things, sadly enough, due to location and, you know, reality. But there's something I can do. I do hope this will suffice. Oh, and, happy 22nd birthday, Valkyrie.
Dude, I want all those things that Heaven was listing.
Me too! Do you think Dizzy can one-up him?
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Yeah, happy birthday, Valk. Have an awesome, spectacular, fantastic birthday. Do whatever you want, because it's your birthday and stuff and such. From Dizzy. Have a nice, awesome, epic, fantastic birthday.
Whoa, did you hear that jazzy tune?
That was epic. I bet Omi will sing too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Valk, I just wanted to say to a fellow Black VH member, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Valkyrie Celeste. Happy birthday to you
and many more.
P.S. Miss Cunty can wait to interview you. Don't be late, or she will get out her butter knife and she will cut you. All right? All right. Double kisses. Mwah. Mwah. Bye-bye.
Man, Black VH brought it.
They always bring it.
Well, duh.
Oh, wait. I seem to be getting some strange interference from another world.
Hey, Valk. This is Trick-or-Tree. Anyway, so I heard it was your birthday, and I'm at Walmart right now, and, like, procrastinated, as is my way of doing things. And when me and my friend Tim get a guitar, we can play you a birthday song, but, I guess we can't. And, like, Walmart's the only place for civilization, and I don't have a car anymore, so I apologize at the quality of this. Anyway, have a great birthday.
I love you.
Tim loves you. Yeah. 2, 3. Happy birthday!
Oh my god.
That was really creepy.
Wow, all the way from Walmart? Oh look! It's a phantom!
A faded phantom!
Valkyrie Celeste! It's your birthday! I hope I'm saying Celeste right. Is it Celeste? I don't know. I just call you Valk. So I'll stick with Valk. Oh, you could probably hear my sister playing piano in the background. It's celebratory music for your birthday. That's what I'm gonna claim it as. I don't know why she's playing piano at like 10 at night. But yeah, it's in honor of you, of course, obviously. I hope you had a really, really, really wonderful, amazing, super awesome day. When you hear this, it won't be your birthday in your time zone anymore, but it probably will be in mine, actually, maybe, well, anyways, it might be, and even if it's not, this whole week, I don't know if you knew this, but you're supposed to celebrate your birthday for a whole week. It's called birthday week, that's what I do. It's pretty exciting. I did the week before mine, but you can do the week after, because I don't think you've done it yet. So what you're supposed to do on birthday week, there are a few rules. First of all, you should eat cheesecake every single day for like all three meals. That's one rule. And then the next rule of birthday week is that you have to like hold like cute, adorable animals, like chickens, except those aren't really those are kind of dirty and not so adorable. And they're, like, feathery, not fluffy. Well, you know, animals that are cuter than chickens. Unless you think chickens are cute, in which case you should hold a chicken. Which, baby chickens are cute. Okay, enough about chickens. I don't know why I'm talking about chickens. You should also go to cool places on your birthday week. Because it's your birthday week and you can just be like, yeah, you should pay for my ticket. Because I'm celebrating the fact that I lived another year. And it's very exciting. And then people will be like, wow, I'm so glad you've been alive for another year. Of course I'll pay for your ticket. Because you're so cool. And then you'll go, thank you. And then that's how it'll work. I'm just giving you some guidelines for birthday week in case you have not celebrated before. In which case, you should start from now on because it's pretty awesome. Let's see. What was I saying? The piano in the background is really distracting. Happy birthday is what I've been saying, I believe. And if I haven't said happy birthday yet, then that was really late in the message that I just said that. But yeah. Happy birthday, Valk! I hope you have a really amazing year as a 22-year-old, which I hope you are actually 22, because otherwise that's embarrassing that I didn't know your age. So, yeah. I love you, Valk. I hope you had an amazing day, which I said already. And I hope you have an amazing year, which I also said already. And now I'm just rambling. But yes, I love you.
God, Faded is so cute. And her birthday was recently. Wasn't your birthday recently too, Snow?
Yeah, it was. I ain't getting any birthday recordings. Screw all you guys.
Wow. Yeah. We really kind of failed on that one. We should have done something better.
I know, but you know, instead of cake, I wish I had a cookie.
Well, I know where we can get one of those.
Oh my god, it's a Valkyrie Celeste. I'm so glad I met you. You have no idea. You're just so sweet and nice and funny and talented, and I'm really happy that you're my friend and that we've gotten to know each other, like, so well in the last few months, and you're a really amazing girl, Valkyrie, and I hope that your 22nd birthday is amazing, that we have lots of cake, or cheesecake, oh ho ho, anyway, and that on your birthday, all your dreams come true. I don't know exactly what your dreams are, per se, but I hope they come true. I love you. Have a good birthday, Valkyrie Celeste. I love Valkyrie Celeste. She's really cool and funny. And she's probably making a lot of money. Doing things that are really honey. Valkyrie Celeste.
God, I love cookies. Almost as much as I love Valk. And you. And everyone else.
It's okay, Rochelle.
Well, do you have something you want to say, Allison?
Actually, I do. Valk. 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 Oh, girl. I'm gonna sneeze. No, I don't. Okay, no, I don't. I keep feeling like I have to. But, anyway, this is a terrible birthday message. I'm so sorry. Happy birthday, girl. You are so awesome. I'm really glad I got to get to know you better. Even though we, only started talking a couple months ago, like, for reals. It's been really cool to get to know you, and I'm really glad that we're friends. And you know what? Turning 21 is going to be awesome. Because you are now a year older than you were last year. I know you didn't know that, so I'm here to tell you. Inform you about that. Yeah. You, I know this girl. Her name is Valkyrie, and she's really cool. You don't even have to ask me, and then I'll tell you all about this really awesome girl. But now I'm just going to end this, because everyone else wants to wish you happy birthday, too. Wickle, wickle, wickle. Wow! Happy birthday, Valkyrie.
Dude, I wish I could rap as good as you.
I know. Everybody wants my skills. Oh, by the way, do you have something you want to say?
Oh, yeah. I guess I do. Hey, Valk. It's Rochelle. I was gonna sing you a song, but as you can kind of tell from my voice right now, it's not happening. I do want to, though. Soon, at some point. Anyway, I love you so, so much, and I'm so happy that I have gotten to know you over these past few months. I think you're an amazing person, and I think you're really, really talented, and I'm so happy that our friendship has gotten closer and stronger over these past few months. I'm really happy to be judging Lone Star with you, and it's really hard to picture myself judging with anybody else at this point. I think we make a great team, and I hope we stay friends for a really, 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 really long time. So I hope that today was the best day ever. And I hope that you had a fantastic birthday. And I hope that you ate lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of cheesecake, because I know how much you love cheesecake. So to save my voice, I'm going to end this. But I love you. Mwah. All right, Valk, so basically we love you.
Yeah, Valk, we love you, and I hope you're the best birthday ever.
Happy birthday, Valkyrie.